We're heading into engagement season, so today I thought I'd share with you my engagement story, so stay tuned.
Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 36, and I'm really excited to share this episode with you because if you caught our episode last week, you know that we're heading right into engagement season. It's coming fast, it's coming furious, and this is the time of year when everybody proposes and gets engaged. There's something about this time of year with the holidays and just being with the ones that you love that just really makes it so special for wedding proposals. And so today I thought I'd share with you my engagement story because I actually got engaged during engagement season. So I wanted to share with you my story and hopefully give you some ideas for how to propose or ideas of how to make it special for your significant other. So my story starts, my story has a lot. It's kind of funny because it has a plot twist in it, which makes it really funny. And it goes back several years. This is back in 2010. And I was getting ready for work one day, and I get this text from my friend's boyfriend. Now, they had been in a long-term relationship, and so we were all kind of waiting for the day when they were going to get engaged. And he texts me, and he says, "I'm looking to propose, but I need help. I don't know what kind of ring she likes." Now, this was perfect timing because that night, my friend and I were going shopping. So he says to me, he's like, "You know, when you're out shopping, can you try to see what kind of ring she likes and what her size is?" So, okay, no pressure. So I was so excited. I couldn't contain myself. I was so excited because they were finally going to get engaged and I was going to have a part in helping find what kind of ring she likes. But at the same time, this is very, very stressful because how in the world am I going to get my friend into a jewelry store to not only look at engagement rings, but to find her size as well without this being totally obvious? And I couldn't figure out for the life of me what to do. So I go to work and I'm all excited and I tell my coworkers what's going on. And I ask all the men, I'm like, "Can you please give me advice? Because I feel like I'm the one that's proposing. And this is such like a heavy task. You know, it's fun, but it's a heavy task. You know, you got to get this right. And I have no idea what to do." So somebody that I work with suggested, "Well, why don't you make up an excuse?" This was right around the holidays too. He said, "You know, why don't you just make up an excuse that you're buying your mom a necklace or something for Christmas, and that will be your way to get her into the jewelry store." So I was like, "Oh, that's perfect. Okay, great." So all day long, I'm thinking, okay, well, once I get her into the store, how am I going to find out what kind of ring she likes? So I thought, well, you know what, we'll just play pretend because, you know, obviously she knows this is probably coming at some point. And I was in my relationship with my now husband. So maybe we'll just have like a fun, you know, pretend like, oh, if I were to get a ring, what ring would I like? And that's basically what we did. That was the game that we played. So that night comes and we're shopping at the mall. And I casually say to her, I was like, "Oh, you know, do you mind if we stop in this store? Because I wanted to get my mom a necklace or something for Christmas. And I just wanted to see what kind of sales they had going on." So to my pleasant surprise, she agreed very easily. So I was like, phew, okay, step one, done, get her into the store. So we got into the store and, you know, I was, you know, chatting with the salesperson and I was saying, oh yeah, you know, I'm looking for a necklace for my mom. And so she started talking with us and the conversation just kind of gradually lended itself to rings. And so we ended up looking at just like regular rings, like not engagement rings. So, you know, we said, okay, well, since we're here, let's just try some on just for fun. So we were just looking at any old rings, trying them on. So that was a way for us to figure out what size we both took. And so that checked off number two on my list, was trying to find out what size she took. So I got her in the store. I figured out what size ring she liked. Now I got to figure out what style engagement ring she likes. I don't know how I'm going to do this. So we're looking at the cases of rings, and I just keep inching closer and closer and closer to the engagement ring section. And I told her, I said, you know what, just for the hell of it, I'm going to try some of these on just for fun. We're here. My proposal's not coming for a while, but I'm kind of curious. I really want to see what kind of rings are out there and what styles are like and all that jazz. So that's what we did. So we started trying on rings and she was very easygoing about it. Like it wasn't hard to do. It was, the conversation flowed very naturally. The progression of things flowed very naturally. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, this is way too easy. Like, she's very agreeable to this. She's not asking or probing any questions like, why are you looking at these rings? Do you know something I don't know? Nothing like that happened. So I was like, huh, okay, go with the flow. Let's see what happens. So we left that store. We continued shopping. And then we went to another jewelry store. Same thing. We looked for necklaces, which I never planned on buying to begin with, but then we started looking at rings and we got so enthralled in looking at these engagement rings that we ended up going to a whole bunch of different stores looking at engagement rings, just playing pretend. So by the end of the night, I was finally able to figure out what kind of ring she liked. And we actually found it not at a jewelry store, but at a department store. We were looking at costume jewelry and just looking at like the rings that kind of look like engagement rings. So like, you know, the cheaper like knockoff engagement rings. And we were just trying them on. And she found one that she really liked. And at the end of the night, when we were, you know, parting ways, she went her way. She was parked at a different entrance. I went my way because I was parked at a different entrance. And as soon as I saw her leave the mall, I ran back into that store and took a picture of the ring that she liked. And I sent it to her now husband. And I said, you know, this ring, I have no idea how many carats this ring is because it's, you know, fake jewelry, but this is what she likes. And basically what it was just a diamond solitaire. It was really, really pretty. So that was done. I felt a huge sense of relief. I felt, oh my gosh, I did this. I figured out what size she took. I figured out how to get her into jewelry stores. I figured out what style she liked. I felt so accomplished. I was so excited. So that was that. And then I just waited. I was like, I can't wait for her to text me and say that she's engaged. This is going to be so exciting. So fast forward a couple of weeks, and this is where the plot twist comes in. So we fast forward a couple weeks and my boyfriend, now husband, were on vacation. We were in Disney World, which is our favorite place. You've heard me talk about Disney World many times before on this podcast and you'll hear me talk about it again and again. So we were there. We were enjoying ourselves, having a really, really great time. And it was early December. So if you know anything about Disney World, you know that basically the day after Halloween, they switch everything over to holiday decor. And so we were there. It was the first week of December. Everything was all decked out in the holiday decor, and there were trees everywhere and garland everywhere, and everything was Christmas. So we're there. This is probably, I don't know, maybe our fourth or fifth day into the trip. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, you know, we had been together for a while. And this is our favorite place. And I remember the last time we went to Disney World, we saw a proposal right in front of the castle. And he saw the look on my face when we saw that happening. And I thought, maybe this is going to happen now. But I didn't think so because my friend was getting engaged. So, you know, we're on our way. I'm really not thinking about this much. It was just sort of like a passing thought that ran through my head. But one day we were at Animal Kingdom and we had a park hopper. So our plan was to go to the Animal Kingdom and then go to the Magic Kingdom later in the afternoon. So we're at the Animal Kingdom and it's, I don't know, maybe like around 1 o'clock. And my husband's starting to get a little antsy. He's like, you know, we should probably head over to the Magic Kingdom because, you know, it's going to take a while to get there. And we don't want to hit the parade crowds. You know, we want to get there early. So we hop on the bus, we go to the Magic Kingdom. And we get to the Magic Kingdom and, you know, we beat the parade traffic. So when we got there, you know, there weren't a lot of people walking into the gate. So we got in pretty quickly. And I said to him, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of hungry. I'm like, why don't we just go get a cinnamon bun and take a little rest for a while? So he was like, okay. And we go, we wait in line at the Main Street Bakery. Now, if you know anything about Disney World, you know that cinnamon buns on Main Street are sort of like a must-have treat while you're there. So as you can imagine, the line is pretty long. So we get in line and there's probably about 10 or 15 people in front of us. I mean, we were waiting in line for probably a good half an hour. And by this time, it's close to parade time. Parade time is always 3 o'clock. And there were two people ahead of us. Two people after waiting all this time. My husband says, I don't want a cinnamon bun anymore. I want to get in line. I want to find a spot for the parade. I'm like, what? I'm like, there's two people ahead of us. After we waited all this time, now you want to go see the parade? And he's like, yeah, let's go. But we could always come back to this. I'm like, oh my God, okay. So we go outside and we find our spot for the parade. Then he goes off and he's like, you know, I don't like the spot. Let's look for another spot. So he's like, stay here and let me see if I could find something better. So I'm sitting there protecting our spot. So my legs are spread, my arms are out. I'm in this sort of like sumo wrestler pose with all of our bags around my feet, trying to protect my spot and his spot until he could find a better spot. So he finds a better spot. So I pick up everything. I go to that spot. We're there for about 5 minutes. He's like, no, I think I could find a better spot. I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, just find a spot and stay here because now the crowds are picking up. So again, I take that pose, my legs are wide, my arms are out, my elbows are out, all of our stuff is behind us. And I'm like, okay, I hope he finds either a better spot or just stays here because, you know, this is kind of uncomfortable and people are starting to give me dirty looks because I'm saving a spot and you're really not supposed to do that. So third time was a charm. He finally found the perfect spot. So we go there, we watch the parade. Okay, great. By that time, I kind of forgot about the cinnamon bun because I got so wrapped up in the parade. And I was like, well, you know, forget it now. Let's just go on some more rides. So after the parade, he's like, we were really close to the castle at this point. And he's like, why don't we just go to the castle, get a picture taken, because he knows that I always have to get our picture in front of the castle. And at the time, there was this perfect photo spot, and I'm so gutted that it's not there anymore, but it was called the Plaza Rose Garden. And any of you listening right now who have been to Disney World probably know of this location. It's right in front of the castle, and it's a beautiful rose garden that has like a little alcove in it that was perfect for photos. And because the parade had just ended, there weren't too many people online. There were only about maybe two or three people ahead of us, so which was great because in that particular spot, the line can get pretty long. So after the parade, the crowds are leaving and we go the opposite direction to this photo spot location. So we're waiting in line and then we get up there and the photo pass photographer says, okay, you can put your stuff down and, you know, go get in your spot and all this kind of stuff. And they sometimes pose you as well. So we were just kind of following his direction. But what I didn't notice was when we got to that photo spot, I had put my bag down, and as I was walking over to the spot where we needed to be for a photo, my husband was behind me, and he was telling the photo pass photographer that he wanted to propose. So when I got to my spot and my husband wasn't there, you know, I didn't think much of it. I thought, okay, well, maybe he's just fiddling with something in his bag or whatever. And then he came over. And so we're taking our photos and the PhotoPass photographer is posing us and telling us how to stand and all that kind of stuff. And he takes a couple photos and he's like, all right, great. You know, have a magical day. And as we're walking away, I hear him say something to my husband and he's like, are you ready? Next thing I know, my husband is grabbing my hand and he's like, no, come back. Let's do one more. So I go back and, you know, we take another photo. And that's when he starts to propose. And he turns me to face him and he starts talking. And I mentioned this in my last episode. He starts talking. I knew exactly what was happening. And my mind just went blank. I have no idea what was coming out of his mouth. I know he was talking because I saw his mouth move, but I have no idea what he was saying. Now, for any of you who are listening to this, who are, you know, recently engaged or can remember back to that day, I'm sure you probably had the same experience. And I like to call it engagement amnesia because you're so surprised and shocked about what's going on and what's happening that you just kind of like zone out, like you tune everything else out. And that's what happened to me. And immediately I started thinking, I remember saying to him, I said, what are you doing? What are you doing? And next thing I know, he was on his knee and he opened the ring box and I just started bawling, crying. I was so surprised, so shocked, so happy. And I remember saying like, oh my God, I'm getting engaged the same time my best friend is getting engaged. And he looked at me and he's like, yeah, no, she's not. That was a whole trick to try to get you into the jewelry store to find out what size you take and what kind of ring you like. So there's the plot twist right there. Now, after that happened, the photographer took some more photos just to really make sure that he got everything for us. And he actually captured the entire moment, which is really, really cool. So when we look back at those photos and we flip through them really fast, you could actually see the whole thing happening, which is really, really fun. So at this point, I'm totally out of it. I mean, I'm just still so in shock. And what snapped me out of it was this guy in line, it was this older couple, and he yelled out, he's like, did she say yes? And that like snapped me back into reality. My husband said, yes, she did. Everybody started clapping. It was so fun. And then I was like, oh my God, we have to get out of here because we're holding up the line. At this point now, the line is really long and we're taking up all the time and all these poor people are waiting to get their photos taken. I'm like, we have to go. We have to get out of here. So as we pick up our stuff and we leave, everybody in line is congratulating us. They want to see the ring. And it was so, so special. And, you know, yes, it was a public proposal, but in a way it was sort of very private because we were in this little nook and really the only people that saw were the people in line. So after we get our stuff and we like move off to the side, of course we have to start calling everybody. So first person, I called my mom, and later my mom told me that she screamed, like his mom and my mom both knew that this was going to happen and they were just waiting for the day for it to happen. So every time I called my mom when I was on vacation, she kind of held her breath because she's like, oh, did it happen? Did it happen? But she couldn't say anything. So finally I called her and I told her and she screamed so loud that the people that she worked with came out of their office running to her, thinking that something happened to her, but she was just so excited. Everybody was so excited. So after that, yes, we did go back and get our cinnamon bun. Now here's the funny thing. So fast forward, my friend gets engaged. She finally gets engaged. And the beauty of this, I don't know what you call it, this trick or this proposal planning was not only did my husband find out what kind of ring and what size I took, but also her husband found out too. So when the time came for real for her, he did reach back out to me and he's like, by the way, do you still have that photo of the ring that she liked? And I said, yes, I do. I was saving this for a rainy day. So I sent it to him and then her story got to unfold, which was really, really magical. So that is my engagement story. I know you've heard me talk about it a couple times on the show, how we got engaged at Disney World, but this is how it all went down. So that is my story. I hope that was fun for you to listen to. I know it was fun for me to sort of relive that. And I know my friend is listening, so she's going to be really excited to hear this again too. So like I said, this is engagement season. This is the time that proposals are going to be happening all over the place. And I would love to hear how your significant other popped the question to you. Where did you guys go? Did you go anywhere? Did he propose at home? Were you on vacation? Was it outside? I would love to know your engagement story. You can follow along on Instagram at WedConnectHV and on Facebook as well. And also, if you are a Hudson Valley bride and looking for some Hudson Valley inspiration, please check out our website at www.weddingconnectionshv.com. So until next time, happy planning.